Do you ever wonder why some people are so consistent in the gym and so able to consistently show up day after day after day, year after year, constantly see results, and why others maybe aren't? Why they kind of fall off the bandwagon, they ebb and flow way more dramatically than other people? It's because they, the people who are able to be consistent, have anchored themselves in a really well-defined why. They've found their motivation, and their motivation goes deeper than just something superficial. Oh, I want to look good. I want to look great on spring break, whatever it is. They found something that anchors them to something really, really deep and means something to them. So today we're going to go over just that. We're going to go over how you can find your why and why that is so important in order for you to see success long-term in the future. So my name is Kyle Bernier. I'm a former professional CrossFit athlete. I still compete in the sport of fitness. I've spent 12 years traveling the world. I've been to Dubai, South Africa, the whole thing. I've trained clients in person. I now train clients remotely. I help people get in the best shape of their lives. I specialize in strength, conditioning, resilience, the whole thing. And today I want to go over, like I said, helping you define your why so that you can be the most successful version of yourself. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so first off, let's go over why you want to define your why. The first thing is going to be purpose. It's going to give you purpose in what it is you're doing in the gym. So when you go to the gym and it's really terrible and you're not enjoying it and it's a cold, rainy morning, having purpose behind what you're doing is going to allow you to see more success. So the purpose could be something like, I want to show up the best I can for my kids. I want to be able to throw my kids in the air and catch them and not hurt my back, right? I want to be able to run and play with my kids and not bust a knee. I want to be able to go play basketball with my friends on the weekend and not worry about, you know, rupturing my Achilles, like those sort of things, those lifestyle things that are really important, right? That's what fitness is meant for. Fitness is meant to help us have a more successful, more robust life. Anchoring yourself and finding that purpose that's deeper than just, oh, I want to look good. And I keep coming back to that because that's a very superficial, very common thing that I hear from people. I just want to have a six pack. And it's like, well, you could just starve yourself to have a six pack. You don't, like, what are we really talking about here? You know, find a way to find the purpose in your life. So spend time thinking about, like, what's something that's super important to you? Okay, that's step number one. It's also going to allow you to remain super focused. So again, going back to that cold, rainy morning when it sucks, when it's 30 degrees and you missed 4 hours of sleep because your kid was crying, but this is the only time you can work out and you're like, well, I have to go get it in, right? It's going to allow you to stay focused in those moments when it's really, really hard. Again, I'm coming back to this. I keep saying it. It's going to anchor you back to your purpose, your vision, and the goal outcome you have, which is whatever it is for yourself, but it could be health, longevity, whatever. Resilience. It's going to be in the form of when times get tough, right? And I've kind of already alluded to that, but there's going to be a lot of other days where it just sucks. It could be sunny and beautiful out and you're just tired of training. You don't really want to go in there and get after it. Resilience, it gives you the ability to keep moving forward despite feeling tired, beat up, whatever. You don't have much to give. You've given yourself emotionally to your family, emotionally to your job. You've given yourself physically to maybe your work, maybe you're working physically in your job. And so now, like, what are you going to do, right? Are you going to just, I'll get it tomorrow, or I'll get it next week, or I'll start on Monday, or at the new year? Or are you going to be resilient, go to the gym, and do your absolute best, and keep casting votes to the person you want to be? So those are the three main reasons. Now, here are some tools. I want to give you guys some practical tools on how you can define your why and really crystallize it. That way you can kind of pull it from the back of your mind when you face these hard moments, these moments where the motivation wanes. You bought into a new program, you're a month into it, and you're like, oh, this is kind of not like fun anymore. What are you going to do then? Step number one, core values. You need to define your core values. Like, I'll use myself as an example. My core values are self-improvement. I genuinely want to be the absolute best version of myself. It drives me crazy toward myself. I hate myself, which is kind of self-loathing, but I do. I passionately dislike when I slack on things. When I know I could have done better and I didn't do it, it drives me crazy. When I knew I could have utilized the 15, 20 minutes to do something productive, like shoot a video, but instead I was doom scrolling on Instagram. Like, that drives me crazy. So one of my core values is being the absolute best version of myself. Another core value is I have a son. Like, I want to stick around for him and I want to be the 45, 50 year old dad that's still in really great shape. shape, can work out with his son. Obviously, I'm hoping Maverick, when he's that age, is crushing me. He should be. He'll be 20. But I want to be able to hang with him and be able to train and have fun and be able to bond over that. Like, that's something that's really important to me. And I want to be able to show up for my kid and feel really good and have the energy to run with him in the field. Like, that's a core value of mine. So you can see where I'm going. So you need to define your core values for you. Again, I'm not going to tell you what you should say, but try to go as deep as possible. Like, go deeper than the superficial. If it's really important to you that you look good, I understand that there are people out there who might be watching this who are like 100 pounds overweight. And so for you, looking good, it's not superficial. Like, that is really important. You've never experienced that. You've always been overweight and you've never been able to take your shirt off confidently. Like, I get that. That's a real thing. So if that's a value to you, then let it be and let it be a driving force. But along the way, anchor it to things that are lasting more than just looks, because we're all going to age. Like, Father Time's undefeated. We're going to come to the end of that rope where it's like, you know, we're like not going to look great anymore at some point in time. Okay, visualize. Visualize your future. Again, along with writing out your core values, write out your core values, and then I want you to visualize your future, okay? I want you to visualize, like, see yourself in the future you want for yourself. Actually see it. Crystallize it in your brain. Paint the picture visually, like, every little detail. I want to be this amount of weight. I want to look this specific way. I want to feel this specific way. When I squat, I don't want to feel pain here. I want to be able to run and jump like this. Like, just paint the whole picture. Go through the whole thing. Everything you want. See it. Visualize it. And do it daily. Do it every morning and every night. It doesn't need to be 15, 20 minutes. Just take 60 seconds and just see that vision in your head. Paint that picture and anchor yourself to that goal. And that's going to give you, again, that resilience and just that motivation to get in there and at least do it. You might not like doing it, but you'll at least do it. Okay? Then write it down. So core values, visualize, write it down. And I would recommend reading it every morning and every night. So see it in your brain, read it out loud, and just basically, I want you to memorize this. I want you to write down maybe a half a page to a page of like what it is, your values, and what you see for your life, and memorize it. I want you to be in the most immense amount of pain that you could picture for yourself and still be able to recite it flawlessly. That's when you get it into your subconscious and it becomes something you start to live out. So those are the tools. Core values, visualize, write it down. It's most effective because this is gonna increase your commitment. So the reason I'm going over all this, you're helping you define your why and your core values and all those things, is because it's gonna increase your overall commitment, right? Like I said in the beginning of the video, there are some people who they're just always in shape. And you're like, why are they always so fired up to go do lateral raises and front squats? Like, I don't understand, I hate this. It's because they've defined their why and they've found something that for them, truthfully, they probably find their identity in it. I know I find my identity in it. And there's a whole conversation we can have about that. You want to get to a place where you find at least a part of your identity in that, because it's good. It's good to be in shape and it's good to be fit. And this right here is going to increase your commitment over time. So again, like the winter months, I keep using them as an example. The winter months are hard. November, December, January, February, like, those months suck. They're hard. And I'm a professional CrossFit athlete. Like, I do this for a living. And there are days I come out here and I'm like, I don't want to be out here. Well, when I've got all of this right here figured out, which I do for myself, this is a non-issue. It's like, it's happening. Might not be great, but it's happening. I'm gonna do it. Positive feedback loop. So now you're gonna start to reinforce this version of yourself. When you show up at the gym day after day after day after day, and you start to see like the results that come from it, and you start to feel good, and you're like, you go out and do something physically that you weren't able to do before, all of a sudden you're like, holy smokes, like, this is working. Like, it's actually working. And that's a positive feedback loop. So you get that feedback, and then you go to the gym again, and you get another positive feedback, and now all of a sudden we're out of this negative cycle, and we're into a positive feedback loop cycle. So defining your why, having solid core values, visualizing it, increasing that commitment, all of a sudden we start to really get this wheel turning and we're moving in the right direction. Overcome slumps. I've kind of already hit on this, but I'm gonna hit on it again. The slumps are the days, the weeks sometimes, where it's like, I don't want to do this. I'll just be super open and transparent with you guys. I don't know when you're watching it, but at the time of filming this, yesterday and today, I'm going through some stuff in my personal life. I'm not gonna give you the whole story, but I'm going through some stuff. And I woke up yesterday and today and literally did not want to get out of bed. Like, I did not want to get out of bed for the first time ever in my life. I've never experienced that. I'm always the dude that's like, hey, like, let's go. I might be tired, but like, I'm ready to get up and get moving and get whatever. I almost laid there all day. And the only reason I got up is because I'm hopelessly devoted to becoming the best version of myself. And because I have these tools in my back pocket, I know that those are just moments. Those are fleeting moments. They're not permanent. I've experienced enough down and then come out of it as enough times in my life and training to realize like, okay, this isn't forever. And I also know like little hacks, like taking a cold shower increases dopamine and serotonin and all those like feel good hormones. So I can jump in a cold shower. I also know that when I get done with working out, I'm gonna feel better afterwards. I'm gonna feel happier. All of those things, my values, I visualize my future, I have goals set, I wanna be the best version of myself, I've got tools in my tool bag, all of those things I can pull from in the moments where I'm experiencing a slump. And you might be in a slump right now, and you might be like, I just don't know what to do. And I love what Alex Hormozi says, sadness and hopelessness, you perceive that you don't have any options. It's like a perceived lack of options. Like, well, I don't know what to do. It's because I don't know what to do, I feel stuck, I feel hopeless. But I'm trying to give you tools that are gonna pull you out of that slump, so now you don't feel hopeless. Now you can actually like put these things into practice and start to feel a little positivity, start to feel a little hope for the future. And lastly, control over your progress. All this means is like now, rather than looking at progress as, well, I hope it happens, now it's like, no, I'm going to make it happen. And I'm not saying like I want to squat 400 pounds in 3 months, and like I'm not saying that's guaranteed, but I'm saying that progress to some extent is guaranteed, and now you have control over it because you've increased your commitment, you've got a positive feedback loop, you've defined your core values, you've visualized your future. Like now you're being consistent, you've got purpose, you're focused, you're resilient, all those things. Now, progress is just gonna be an outcome of those things. Like it's an inevitable truth, it's an inevitable fact that will happen. It's impossible for it not to, right? Control over that. It's also gonna just make you feel more autonomous. Like you're not getting beat up and kicked around, right? You're gonna feel like, hey man, I can do this. And that's a good feeling. Like you want to feel like that. At least I want to feel like that. So anyways, I hope all this is super helpful for you guys. I wanted to put together something that was very concise and just very practical for you. Implement this, spend some time. If you have questions, please drop a comment down below or message me on Instagram, whatever. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you for watching this far. And if you're listening on Spotify or for the podcast, seriously, hit me up. I would love to be helpful in this. This is my vision and my mission is to help people become the best version of themselves. And I specialize in the physical fitness aspect, but so much of it is mental and emotional as well. And I'm getting better and better at helping people in that capacity. So anyways, love you guys. Reach out. And as always,